Aloha, and mahalo for coming to our introduction of our currency. First of all, let me thank the United Nations for hosting us and continuing to support the efforts of indigenous people of the world. I am Aleka Aipolani Ali'inui of the Polynesian Kingdom of Atui and the head chief of the Polynesian Kingdom. The people of Hawaii have long endured much in the years since the monarchy was overthrown, and we are once again organizing ourselves in our best interests. We are taking steps to necessary to protect our sovereign status, and today marks another great step in this direction. I'm here today on behalf of the people of Atui, and as their Ali'inui, we are honored to reintroduce our currency, the kala. The Kingdom of Atui unites many Polynesian nations with the kala currency, which has not been minted since the late 1800s, just before the nation's illegal overthrow. Indigenous people of the world note the historic significance of this bold move. The launch of this honest money will serve as a recognition of the responsibilities we are taking to help restore the nation of the world. Atui means the light of God. In this light we trust. Now in 2013, in this light we must. The Polynesian Kingdom of Atui established its currency based on the model promoted by American Open Currency Standard, and the Kingdom has declared Mulligan Mint as our official exclusive nation mint. Citizens of the world are invited to exchange their currency for the kala and Atui currency. For the information, you can visit us, and I'll let Brother take over this.
My name is Eddie Allen. I'm the International Currency Director for the American Open Currency Standard. We're honored to be selected to mint the official currency for the Atui Kingdom. We're glad to have musical accompaniment for this announcement. Our standard for creating pure gold, silver, and copper currencies for use by emerging nations and nations recreating their own currency system to be in light of the current economic instability in the world. The moves toward creating honest money are increasing, and we're honored to be selected again to be the exclusive state mint for the national mint for the Atui Kingdom. The currency will be, in the beginning, will be minted in three denominations. There will be a 1 ounce copper worth 2 kala, a 1 ounce silver worth 50 kala, and a 10th ounce gold worth 500 kala. The kala, as the king mentioned, has not been minted since the late 1800s, and we're honored to be selected to bring that back and to give the people, the sovereign of the Polynesian Triangle, their own hard valued money, the pure gold, pure silver, and pure copper that we use will be easily recognizable to people around the world. Honest money has not lost any of its reputation for value in the years since paper money has been introduced. But as we've seen, the history of paper money has been a bit of a shaky one. And our standard, the American Open Currency Standard, is using honest weights and measures. And so we were selected to mint this currency. The currency is available for those who are interested. You can visit atuination.com. www.atuination.com, atuination.com, and you'll find their currency exchange link there, and you can exchange your currency for the Atui currency at your will. I also serve as the executive director for Sovereign Economics, and it's under that initiative that we come to to do the work that we're doing now with emerging nations and sovereign entities. And we welcome anyone to join us and join the Atui Kingdom and the other nations that we've worked with, the Lakota Nation. And there are other nations that are working on the cultivation of their currency, and their announcements, I'm sure, are soon to come as well. But here today, we're here to talk about the Atui currency and a few images, which I thought would be, there we go. Some images of the currency. The 10th ounce gold, the 1 ounce silver, and the 1 ounce copper. That's 0.9999 fine gold, 10th ounce. The silver is 1 ounce, 0.999 fine silver. And the copper is 1 ounce, 0.999 copper. Excuse me, Nate.
Well, some of the main reasons why we're making our own currency in Polynesia now is because of a lot of our Polynesian nations out there need to have economic development. And without our own currency, it's very hard for us to put our nations together and start moving forward for our children and our children's children. And there's a lot of importance to these coins and what we're trying to accomplish and moving forward for our indigenous people of Polynesia. And I just need to let you know that it's an idea we came up with some years ago. We didn't want to mint paper, so we said that the only value we could have in Polynesia is gold, silver, and copper. That'll make our people really, really happy because, you know, paper doesn't have any, it's just ink. We need something solid for us because we don't want to lie to our people on what kind of currency we're going to be using. It speaks for itself.
Right. The right of indigenous people to control their own wealth, I think, is an important issue that I take to heart. And my mission with Sovereign Economics, and you know, we look on the right of every individual to control their own wealth. The wealth that they create should not be as vulnerable as most paper currencies are. So individuals holding their wealth in paper money tend to find that there are forces outside their control which are, regulating the value of that money. So we're happy to be creating something that puts value in the hands of the person that created the value, that exchanged for that value. Any questions about the currency? Yes, sir.
When are you going to start circulating this money? In where? In Hawaii? In Kauai? Or in whole Polynesia? And what will happen with dollar in your region?
What would happen to
the American dollar? You're going to use it together with US dollar? So what's the purpose of this? Is it just for collectioners or people can use it?
Currency, Hawaii? Yeah.
Yeah, it's currency. So,
yes.
When are you going to start this circulating of the money and where exactly? In the whole Hawaiian archipelago?
Yes, and also parts of Polynesia, mm-hmm. who we are all involved in this. Timac, Timona Nui Akiva, and I'm one of the leaders of the Royal Union of the Pacific Nations. I am Mana Ariki Nui. So as my position, as my title, as my job to look for our future and our children and our education and our health and, you know, a lot of things out there that every nation has, and you can't run a nation without your own kala. We call it kala.
So people would get paid for this money?
Yes.
When?
Well, right now we're actually introducing it, mm-hmm. and in the near future we will go forward and make more arrangements to have other nations recognize our currency, so we can do a currency exchange. And I think that would be more of his job on what he does. And
but the process of introducing a new currency is obviously not an overnight process. The currency is available for exchange to anybody in the world now. Currently, anyone can acquire it, and several people have already acquired it in the Polynesian region, and several outside, you know, are starting to find out about it and take advantage of it. And those who choose to trade in gold, silver, and copper, and have been doing so, there are thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands, if not more, that have been trading in gold, silver, and copper for a long time. So it's not an uncommon idea. It's one that perhaps most of us have forgotten, but it's definitely something that that is being used. Well, this alongside with others that we've minted are being used already, and so people are free to trade with it as soon as they like.
One more question, if you can. According to your site, Atui is recognized by United Nations. What sort of recognition are you talking about? And also, what is your relations with a dozen of other Hawaiian organizations demanding independence or authority?
Well, there's a lot of movements in Hawaii, yes. They call it sovereignty movements. The difference with us is I'm a sovereign, and I have a sovereign nation. And I come from the sovereign kings of the Hawaiian Islands, my ancestors, and I'm a lineal descendant, who is different from all the groups in Hawaii. They come as the people. I come as a royal from the Polynesian Parliament, and I'm here to serve our people and make sure that they get the best in life in our future for our children and our children's children and our children's children. We're thinking seven generations ahead as our ancestors were thinking back then.
Is recognized by the United Nations?
Well, it's recognized through the permanent forum that we're here, and also we actually hold a seat that is here for Hawaii, and that seat is number 25.
That seat is number 25 in what body?
General Assembly?
The General Assembly, I would say. Okay. We're here to actually work on that seat also while we're here. Because this seat was given to us in 1945 to the Hawaiian Kingdom. And I'm the new Hawaiian King, so I'm here to...
As an observer or seat of... What kind of seat? Is it? What status do you have?
What status? The sovereign status. A sovereign status, if that answers your question.
No, it's not quite clear to me. I mean, recently, many of us here reported on the Palestinian elevation of status in the General Assembly. Where does Hawaii sit in terms of that?
Hawaii has a seat because we're a nation overthrown illegally, as we said in this, yeah? So now we legally and lawfully come as the heirs to claim our position and put us back where we belong. Because our people has been long, all of Polynesia has been long, you know, I would say long to this for happen for our people and our children. And it's time. And we move with Keakua. For us, Keakua is...
You're working to regain that status, status of recognition for that seat. Regain that seat that was once belonged to Hawaii. I guess it's an ongoing process.
Sort of a follow-up on that. There was a vote in the GA on General Assembly on Friday for French Polynesia to get reinscribed on the Special Committee on Decolonization. I'm not saying that you have to, but are there moves afoot to try to get Hawaii put into that committee or And that sort of like seems to be the way that they do it here. And then they have annual reports by the occupying power and stuff like that.
Yes.
Is that something you have in mind to do?
Yeah, because I've been actually working with the federal government of the United States also, Homeland Security, FBI, Secret Service, TSA, you know, just to coordinate that the law part of our nation that we have. Because we have two officers here from our nation, which they are Hawaii federal marshals. And if you looked on my site, we went through all the court system to make them understand who we are and what we are, and I've won all those cases to show that in 1945 we were given this recognition, and we're here to pursue this recognition through our lineage. There was no annexation of the Hawaiian Kingdom. And I also have the treaties of the United States of 1875 signed by the king also, Kalakaua, which was my great-great-uncle. And I believe those treaties are still in effect. And we checked, and we have a certified copy from the Library of Congress that also says that these treaties are still in effect and it's being run by the King of Hawaii, which I have that position at this time.
On the currency itself, do you expect it to be worth more than the weight of the precious metal it's made of? I guess I'm wondering, what's the legal benefit of mint? I'm not saying of minting it in this way. Is it essentially a way for people to buy the underlying metal, or does it have some additional value based on the claim of sovereignty?
Well, I suppose each individual obtaining it would have their own, their own motivation, and there are plenty of people, as mentioned, there are people who simply, gain by currency exchange, and those who simply collect and obtain and save precious metals. But whatever the reason, the purpose here is for this to actually stand up as a means of exchange, primarily for the kingdom, and then in their dealings internationally with other nations.
Kind of a technical question, but just in terms of the UN, like this press conference, is it sponsored by the Department of Public Information? Is it sponsored by the UN? Usually when these things are, there's somebody sponsors it, so to speak. Is there a sponsor for this press conference? And I'm just wondering in terms of how it works in the UN system. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, the Indigenous Forum.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Where do you foresee this coin might be in circulation? For instance, if I were to fly into Auckland a year from now, would I be able to go up to the foreign exchange booth and either cash in my atuis or kalas, pardon, or exchange currency into them?
Well, hopefully, if the wheels of progress move more rapidly than I've known them to in the past, hopefully it'll be available anywhere and everywhere you want to exchange. Sure, that would be ideal. I don't know what the reality of that is. You start into a project like this, and some steps take longer than others. It just depends on how quickly we can move the project forward. It will, and obviously the ideal is for the kingdom to enjoy full recognition for their currency, just like any other nation that is sovereign. Anyone else? Well, yeah.
So where can I ask something about the price?
Where can you buy them?
Oh, well, we mentioned earlier that immediate exchange is available online through the kingdom's website. They have their own currency exchange page where they make them available, and there'll be outlets available in the kingdom. And then, of course, there are plenty of authorized dealers around the world that will make them available in the near future. As soon as they see fit, those orders are already outstanding. So, as soon as they're available, I'm sure they'll make their own announcement.
You said that you having negotiations with federal authorities.
Yes.
What are the recent results of these negotiations? What have you achieved?
What have we achieved?
What did they say to you?
Well, we have achieved recognition where we have a security branch, which our law enforcement is a security branch, and we've been working with the local police in Hawaii, also with the Homeland Security. I just had a meeting before I came up here because they knew I was coming here to do what I'm doing right now. And they wanted to make sure that I didn't have any problems because Homeland Security is to protect and to help. And we're looking at collaborating our law enforcement in Hawaii with the federal government also to help with crime and whatever else we need help on. Just to be, we call it pono in Hawaii. It means good.
you are the rightful sovereign of Hawaii, then what is the status of the federal U.S. government there?
Well, we're allies. We have a treaty, like I said, 1875. And under that treaty, we sit on equal footing.
Subsequent events involving the Kingdom of Hawaii and the U.S. government, which perhaps put a little different complexion on that.
Well, you know, that's exactly what you're saying is exactly how our people feel. And a lot of people are angry because of what happened to our nation. Me, I find forgiveness. Because, again, Atui means the light of God. Okay? We here, we move in his footsteps to help our children. And we have to learn forgiveness so we can move forward and, you know, protect them any way we can. And also, you know, Barack Obama also signed a document that gives us this right also. That was 3 months before I won my court cases on the law enforcement.
What document was that he signed?
The transition in good faith. And he actually got the federal government ready for us to go through a peaceful transition. We work in good faith, as the United Nations talks about. And we work in peace. We don't carry any guns. We're here to offer peace. And you know how the world's been going. Everything is about war. And in Hawaii, we learn how to... Aloha, we call. Aloha is peaceful. It's something that we all need. You know, we all have to work things out. You know, and to me, peace is the answer.
Are you going to move to the palace in Honolulu?
No, I'm not moving into the palace. I believe it's historical, and it should be kept like a museum, because that's my ancestors we're talking about, and their belongings in there and stuff like that. And for me, I do not believe in desecration.
But many Marxist groups are gathering there to demand the restoration of the monarchy.
Yes, yes.
To restore the palace.
Exactly.
What's your...
This is my view. We went to the palace, as you see on my website, and we raised our flag. The flag that I raised was Kamehameha, the Great's flag. The first law of that flag stands for all of Polynesia, and the first law he made was to protect the weak from the strong. And that's why we put that flag up, because it protects our people. And I also have the flag that came down in the illegal overthrow of Hawaii, and that's the color of authority that I carry also. I have that flag, and I presented it here at the United Nations a few times a couple of years ago, and I presented it to the Smithsonian, and also I presented to all the people in Hawaii what we have. And it was handed down to me two generations of my family, and we verifying the people who we are and what we have. I've been anointed by over 500 of my family, royal family of Kamehameha. I've also been anointed in Tahiti, Rapa Nui, New Zealand, by different kings of the Pacific, and Tahiti also. I am now the po'o. We call this the Po'o Nui, is the head king of Polynesia, which my great-great-grandfather, he was also a Po'o Nui, which he was the great king of the Polynesian Parliament of Polynesian Kingdom. See, the Polynesian Kingdom comes before the Hawaiian Kingdom. It dates back to a later date. The Hawaiian Kingdom was introduced by Kamehameha III in 1840. From 1840 to 1843, they were creating the kingdom. In 1846, 1848, the king started distributing land to the people. And we understand that I am an heir of both kingdoms, the Polynesian kingdom through Kamualii, which is the king of Atui, the last king before Kamehameha. And I also descend from Kamehameha the Great. We have a lineage that comes from, he has over 30 wives. I come from the first wife, Kanekapole. And that's my lineage coming down through the Kamehameha line, which brings me back to the sovereign, which who I really am. And I live on sovereign land.
Anyone else have a question? Very good. Well, thank you folks for attending. We appreciate it on behalf of the kingdom, the king.
I mahalo all of you for being here. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to contact my website. And I'll definitely give you answers if I have them. And thank you again, mahalo ki akua, for being here, and have a safe journey home.
Yeah, we'll be here for the remainder of the week, so feel free to, you know, also look us up here during the proceedings. We're happy to talk with anyone at length. Thank you. Sure.
Thank you very much again.